弟兄姊妹你们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
当我四月来这里跟大家分享的时候，我是讲到教会今年的主题是同被建造。
When I came here in April to share with you, I spoke about growing and building together as a church.
那个时候我们就是看了以弗所书第四章第一到第十六节。
At that time, we looked at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16.
我们开始的时候是讲到我们怎么样在行事为人方面就当与蒙召的恩相称。
We talked about walking in a manner that's worthy of God's calling.
跟着我们讲到我们怎么在真道之上面同归于一。
We also talked about being united in God's truth.
跟着我们学习怎么样去用爱心说诚实话，是帮助大家去成长。
We also talked about how to grow and mature and in truth out of love.
所以我们看到保罗在这里看到整个教会的成长跟个人的成长是很有关系的。
So we can see that our individual growth is intimately related to the community's growth.
那跟着保罗在第十七节开始继续在讲这一个这一个道理。
So from verse 17, Paul continues to expound on this truth.
那保罗在第十七节到第二十四节里面是讲到一个个人的成长。
So from verse 17 to verse 24, he talks about the individual growth.
那是今天我们要讲到的一个题目。
So that's what we'll be focusing on today.
希望下一次我来的时候可以继续看第四章其他的最后的哪一段，就是讲到那个群体的成长。
So when I return next time, we will talk about the growth, the corporate growth as a community.
这里一开始是第十七节怎么说呢？
So what does verse 17 say?
我们先看第十七节。
Let's look at the verse together. Let's read it together. 所以我说。且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再像外邦人。 Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do.
这里所讲的其实是跟第一节很有关系的。
So this verse is actually very closely related to verse 1.
第一节怎么说呢？
And what does verse 1 say? Therefore, a我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称。 Therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
行为这一个字在这两节经文里面都有提起。
So the phrase walk is used in both verses.
英文是讲到行走，中文是讲行为。
So in the English translation says walk, even though the Chinese translation says the way you act.
那其实是讲到我们怎么样把我们的信仰在我们生命之中活出来。
Either way, it means how to live out our faith in our lives.
是，其实我们每一天有起床到睡觉，不停的我们都有不同的行为。
So from the moment we wake up to when we go to bed, we have different acts, different things that we do during the day.
是，这个不单只是我们与人相处的时候，这是我们自己独处的时候，我们也有不同的行为。
Not only when we interact with other people, but even when we're alone, there are different acts that we perform.
可是保罗这里是用一个很强壮的语言去描述我们应该怎么样去做这个行为。
And Paul uses very strong language to talk about how to act.
说是写是好像是说你们行事不要再像外邦人，可是其实他是说你们不可以，一定不可以再像外邦人。
Even though it may sound like, and at least in the Chinese translation, try not to be like the Gentiles. In fact, he means do not, you must not be like, do not be like, or you must not be like the Gentiles.
那他说主里在主里缺失的说，其实原文那个字还要强壮很多，是他坚持你们一定要这样子。
And in the Chinese translation, it sounds like indeed I say, but it's really the word testify is I insist.
所以保罗其实 不是说哦，你们听听我讲，你们看看可不可以这样子。
So Paul's not saying I recommend that you do this.
可是保罗是说你们一定没有一定是需要去这样子去做改变你们的行为。
Paul is saying you have to, you must, you need to change your behavior.
你有没有想过保罗为什么觉得这个是那么要紧呢？
Why is this so important to Paul?
为什么一定要这样子去改变我们的行为呢？
Why is it so necessary for us to change our behavior?
我们要记得保罗在这里讲的是要我们怎么样作为一个群体，怎么样去一起同被建造，同一起去成长。
We have to remember that Paul's focusing on how a community should grow and build together.
那保罗很清楚知道，这就是一个群体。要是他们一个群体怎么样的方向去走的话，是有非常之大的动力的。
Paul is fully aware of how powerful a community or a group is when they decide to walk together.
使徒行传让我们知道。斯提凡在给石头打死的时候，保罗在那边看着的。
So in Acts, we see that when Stephen was stoned to death, Paul was standing right there.
那是一个群体的力量。
That was the power of a group or a mob in this case.
他当然也知道耶稣基督是怎么样给群体一起，就是要求是令到他是钉在十字架上面的。
And Paul also knows how Jesus Christ himself was crucified because of the power of a group, of a crowd.
所以当群体的力量不是放在正确的方向的时候，破坏力是非常之强的。
So when the power of a group is not used in the correct way, it can be very destructive.
所以当保罗说到要同被建造的时候，他要以弗所的弟兄姊妹知道你们同要在一个很好的基础上面建立。
So when Paul is talking about being built, the community being built together, he wants the community to be built on a sound, a true foundation.
我们要知道我们的同路人，我们一起是要对一个正确的方向去走的。
We must realize that as the people that we walked, as we walk with one another together, we have to walk in the right direction.
要是走错了方向的话，破坏力非常之大。
If we walk together in the wrong direction, it can cause a lot of destruction.
就在我们的世界，我们也看到第二次世界大战的时候。
We can also see in our history, in human history during World War II.
德国的纳粹党就是用那个反犹太主义跟那个民族主义带领他们的人去走了错的方向。
The Nazis in Germany used nationalism and anti-Semitism to mislead the crowd, the country.
所以搞到有世界大战的出现。
And that's what caused so much destruction.
作为一个信耶稣基督的人，保罗讲到主耶稣基督是在我们的合一之中是非常之重要的。
And so Paul wants us to understand how important Jesus Christ is in us as a community, as a community of believers.
我们的生命有改变，因为我们与耶稣基督的关系有改变。
Our lives have been changed because our relationship with Jesus Christ has changed.
所以他就说了第二十八节这样子说。
And that's why he says in verse 20.
第二十节。
In verse 20, 你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理。But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him.As the truth is in Jesus.
我们先要学了基督。
First, we must learn Christ.
我们每一个人应该都是从听道之中来学了基督的。
So each one of us probably learned Christ, or must have learned Christ through hearing.
我可能从朋友、从教会听过有耶稣基督的福音。
We may have heard the gospel of Christ through friends. Or in church,
直到我们生命有改变
so that our lives have been changed.
可是这里说到，我们不单只就是听了这一个道就可以了。
But here it says, that's not where it stops. Hearing the gospel is not where it stops.
跟着他还说到要领了他的教，学了他的真理。
It also says, to be taught in him and receive the truth in him.
所以我们听了道之后，我们要活学活用。
So after we hear the gospel, hear the truth, we need to live it out in our lives.
我们每一次听到都不单就是听了那个道就完结了。
Each time we hear, the truth being taught, that's not where it stops.
其实是听了之后，我们还要把这个道融入我们的生命之中。
After we hear the truth, we need to absorb it into our lives.
直到我们离开这里之后，这个道还是继续在我们的生命之中有影响力的。
So even as we, after we leave the place where we hear the truth, that truth continues to impact our lives.
我想我们每一个人都有经历，就是当我们还念书的时候，我们进了课堂，老师在讲，我们都没有兴趣听。
So we probably all have the experience of being in a classroom when we're in school, and we're not paying attention or what the teacher is saying.
你是听了他讲的字，可是你其实没有学到他要跟你讲的是什么。
We could be hearing the words coming out of the teacher's mouth, but we're not learning what the teacher is saying.
这里说到学了基督是什么意思呢？
And what does it here, Paul says, learned Christ.
就是我们不单只听了他的道。
It means we not only hear the truth about Christ.
还去认识他。
We must know him.
认识他的真理。
Know this truth.
And 使到这一些真理影响我们的生命怎么样去活。
So that truth has a real impact on how we live.
所以保罗这里讲到行事。
So Paul here says, talks about walking or living.
这个行事的方向是从我们认识基督来带领我们这一个方向。
This walk needs to be guided and led by the truth that we learn.
那我们应该怎么样去行呢？
And how should that look?
这一个行事这一个词在这本书里出现了八次。
The word walk is, appears eight times in this book. In this book.
那保罗形容这个行为，其实都是用一些很对比的词来讲的。
Paul uses many contrasts to describe this walk.
在这一段经文里面，他的对比就是旧人跟新人。
So the main contrast is between the old self and the new self.
我们一起念一下第二十二到第二十四节。
So let's read together verses 22 and 23. 就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。Ephesians 5:22-24. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God.In true righteousness and holiness.
这里讲到的旧人是什么呢？
What does this old self refer to?
我们一起看一看第十七到第十九节。
And so in verses 17 and 19. 所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，存虚妄的心行事。他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了。都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。 Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity.
我们这里看到保罗用你们跟他们这两个词去形容这两组。
Paul uses the pronouns you and they to describe the two groups.
很容易令我们觉得他是在讲两群人对立的。
It may be easy to read that as describing two separate, distinct groups of people.
甚至有些时候就是觉得基督徒就觉得我们你们这是我们比你们高。
So it might make Christians sometimes feel we are better than you or they.
我们这个心态很多时候给世界看见，所以很多时候他们看见有基督徒跌倒的时候，他们就会说：“你看看，你们就是这样子。”
And it's this kind of attitude that sometimes Christian or some Christians have that will cause non-believers or the world to mock us when we fall.
可是保罗这里不是这一个意思。
But Paul doesn't mean that we are so superior, better than they.
这一封信是写给外邦人的书信。
This letter, the Book of Ephesians, was actually written to a mostly Gentile group of believers.
所以保罗在这里讲的不是一个优越感。
So Paul's not saying that we are superior.
而是要他们知道应同的就是这一个是以前的你。
But he's talking about identity, that there is an old identity.
所以当我们知道这一个真理的时候，我们就知道我们去服侍的人，我们是有同一个经历，我们以前就是罪人。
So, we learn, Paul's saying, once we understand this, we can see as we serve people around us,We have had the same experience and the same background as the people we're trying to reach.
所以我们不是从一个超优越的位置去看。
So we're not serving from a position of superiority.
可是我们是从一个我了解你们的挣扎。
But from a position of empathy, of understanding people's struggles.
我希望你知道我们需要的是饶恕。
That we want them to understand what we all need is forgiveness,
救赎,
salvation,
希望,
and hope.
这些都是保罗希望，当我们看这个书信的时候，我们不要去看外邦人，或是那些没有信主的人，像他们那样。
So we don't, Paul is not asking us to see.Non-believers or Gentiles at that time as they, those people.
其实他们就是以前的我们。
They, because these people are the same people that we were at one point.
那保罗怎么样形容这一个生活呢？这一个旧我。
So how does Paul describe this old self?
他先讲这个是有一个虚妄的心。
First, he says, talks about the futility of mind.
虚妄是什么意思啊?
Futility, what does that mean?
这个字就是讲到就是觉得有一点空虚，有一点就是没有什么意义，没有什么意思的意思。
It means emptiness, meaninglessness.
那这个心就是说到我们的内心如何去看这一个世界。
So the mind refers to how we view the world.
在我们还没有认识神之前，我们在世界上面追求的是什么？
So before we knew God, what was it that we pursued in the world?
有一些人就觉得我追求的就是我自己的喜好，我开心就好了。
So some say, oh, I pursue self-satisfaction, my happiness.
有一些是追求权力了。
Some pursue power.
有一些是希望赚多一点钱了。
Some pursue wealth.
也许有一些是比较高一点层次的，就是说我希望改变世界。
So maybe some would pursue something at a higher level that they want to change the world.
可是保罗说，这些为我们带来的很多时候都是一个虚妄、虚空。
But Paul is saying all of these pursuits, they bring emptiness, futility.
丘吉尔 Winston Churchill, 他是第二次世界大战大战带领英军跟同盟友去打这个仗的一个领导人。
So the great leader during the World War II, Winston Churchill.
他对全世界都有很大的影响。
He had such great impact on the history of the world.
他是属于英国人，他们做了一个调查，说他们你们觉得最伟大的英国人是谁？他是第一位。
So in a survey done among the British people about who the greatest leader that is, and many of them say it's Winston Churchill.
因为他的带领使到第二次世界大战结束。
Because of his leadership, World War II was brought to an end.
以改变世界来说，我想他也算是数一数二了。
As for changing the world, he would be on the top, top of the list of people who have done it.
可是当他生病快要去世的时候，你知不知道他最后一句话说的是什么？
But at the end of his life, due to illness, do you know what his last words were?
他说，这一切都太无聊了。
He said, I am so bored with it all.
这一切都太无聊了。
I am bored with it all.
虚妄的心。
Futility of mind.
从我们自己，我们去看这个世界，到最后我们看到的就是虚妄。
If we focus our eyes on the world, that's what we see, futility.
为什么呢？
Why?
保罗这里给了四方面，为什么我们会觉得这么虚妄？
There are four reasons or four aspects of why it is futile.
第一个是这里说到心地熏昧。
First, he says we are darkened in our understanding.
我们对世界的了解是熏暗的，我们看不到，看不清楚的。
Our view of the world has been darkened. We cannot see it clearly.
在基督教一个很重要的文献，它叫做《西敏小要》里问答。
There's a very important article in Christianity, which is the Westminster Shorter Catechism.
它是基督教早期的时候，他们开始写的一个文献，把基督教的主要的教义讲出来的。
It's an article that distilled the foundational truths and beliefs of Christianity.
他们的第一条就是说，人的首要目的是什么？
The first point in this catechism says, "What is the chief end of man?"
我们大家一起来念这一个答案。
Let's read the chief end of man together.
人
的
首
要
目
的
就是荣耀上帝。
并以
他
为乐，
直
到永
远。
Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever.
这一个就是我们的目的。
This is our chief end, our chief goal.
我们以为我们追求在这个世界上面的快乐。
We think we want to. It's important to pursue happiness in the world.
可是真正的快乐是我们要以他为乐。
But the true happiness is to enjoy God.
这个是我们内心里面真正追求的东西。
This is a deep desire from our hearts.
可是保罗在这里第二十二节提及到，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
But verse 22, Paul says, we have been corrupted through sinful desires.
在我们里面，我们每一个都有一个内在的欲望，就是与神同在，与神联合。
We have an intrinsic, inherent desire to be united with God.
我们希望是去荣耀神。
We want to glorify God.
我们自己去追求的东西，怎么样都不可以把这一个欲望去满足的。
Nothing that we pursue can truly satisfy that desire.
可是很多时候我们不知道，我们都以为我们追求这一些不同的东西是可以满足我们的。
But so often we think that by pursuing these things, these worldly things, we can be satisfied.
当我们发现这些东西还是满足不到的我们的时候，我们觉得怎么样？我们要继续再去追寻。
And when we find that these things are not, do not satisfy us, what do? We double down. We do even more of this pursuit.
这一个就是为什么现在这个世界上面有什么这么多上瘾这一个问题。
And that's why there's so much addiction problem in this world.
我们知道有吸毒的，他们上瘾，就是他们以为这一个是唯一可以给他们满足的，他们就会不停地去追求。
For example, those who are addicted to drugs, they think that is something that will give them satisfaction, and so they continue to pursue these habits.
可是我们也有其他方面的追求啊。
But there are other types of pursuits.
工作狂，这是我们觉得我们唯一的满足，就是在我们工作的成功上面可以拿回来的。
Workaholics, for example, think that they can derive satisfaction from work.
甚至很多时候年轻人他们的打游戏就是因为他们打游戏的世界里面给他们满足了他们很多在现实世界里面得不到的满足感
or people who are addicted to gamers they attempt to satisfy their desires that they cannot fulfill in the world in the virtual world
我们以为我们不停地去追求这些东西到最后我们就会有一个满足我们就会开心
We think that by pursuing all these things our desires, our hunger can be satiated
这里就是保罗说到的心地熏昧
And that is how we are darkened our minds are darkened
跟着保罗再怎么说呢
And what else does Paul say?
他说与神所赐的生命隔绝了
Paul says we are alienated from the life of God.
我们刚开始的时候，神创造亚当跟夏娃的时候，我们不是与神隔绝的。
When God created Adam and Eve, they were not alienated from God.
为什么会隔绝呢
？And how did this alienation happen?
这里是讲到是因无知跟心理刚硬。
Here it says it's because of ignorance and a hardness of heart.
这个中文也是翻得不是很清楚其实这里是讲到我们这个无知是从心里的 硬心出来的
And in fact this ignorance stems from a hardness of heart
所以这一个无知不是一个无辜的无知
So this ignorance is not innocent
是一个故意的无知
It's a willful ignorance
是我们不愿意去听的无知
It's an unwillingness to listen.
我们常常看见我们的生命就是这样子。
And we can see our lives often reflect this.
好像小孩子，你没有看过？他们很多时候都跟他们说：“这个热的炉子不要碰。”
So one example would be, we tell little kids, "Oh, the stove is too hot. It's very hot. It can burn you. Don't touch it."
他们就会说我这样子碰可不可以近一点我这样子碰就是总是要碰到很近很近说我可不可以
And some children may go Well, can I go this far? How about this far? How about this far? And testing the limit by doing this
你跟他们说过你不可以碰的这个是有危险的
You already told them Don't touch the hot stove It's dangerous
可是他们就觉得一定要去试到底我可以进到什么地方
ButMany would have they insist on testing how well then how close can I get to it?
很多时候是近到碰到了，跟着就受伤了。
And so at the end, some may get so close that they do get burned.
这不就是亚当跟夏娃他们也是知道神有跟他们讲你们不可以做什么，可是他们就是去就是不愿意去听。
So isn't that exactly what Adam and Eve did?They knew what not to do, but they weren't willing. They were not willing to follow the rule that was given to them.
是一个故意的行为。
It was a willful act.
而这些行为令到我们远离神。
And that willful act caused us to be alienated from God.
我来美国已经40多年了。
I've been living in the U.S. for over 40 years.
那我还记得我刚刚来到美国的时候，有一个很奇怪的现象。
I remember when I first came to the U.S., I noticed an unusual phenomenon to me.
就是星期天很多店都不开的。
That many stores were not open on Sundays.
那星期天是最好做生意的一天了，为什么那么多店不开呢？
So you would think Sunday would be the best day to do business. So why were the stores closed?
那我的朋友只跟我说，因为这一个是一个基督教的国家，星期天他们是安息日，所以他们店是不开的。
So some friends explained to me because the U.S. as a Christian nation country, the stores Sunday is considered the Sabbath, and that's why the stores did not open.
可是我们看到我看到了一步一步的越来越多店开。
But over the years, I noticed that gradually more and more stores would open on Sundays.
开始的时候是大部分都是一些便利店，他们说因为每一个人还是要有东西需要买，所以他们就开始做生意。
In the beginning, it was mostly convenience stores, because people might still have needs things that they need to buy on Sundays.
跟着越开越多。
And more, but then gradually, it was more and more different kinds of stores.
现在大部分店都开了。
And now we can see most stores open on Sundays.
银行也开了。
Even some banks open on Sundays.
因为你要去拿钱才可以去买啊。
Because you need to go withdraw money to spend at the stores.
我们其实看到这个疫情也是在我们生命里面有同一样的工作。
And we can see that the pandemic has had a similar effect in our lives.
我知道很多人在疫情之前他们有很好的生活安排。
Before the pandemic, many people had a very good structure to their lives.
星期天会去教会崇拜。
They would worship at church on Sundays.
可能星期五、星期六会去教会团契。
And fellowship meetings on Friday or Saturday.
可现在疫情之后改变就很多。
But the pandemic has caused a lot of change to a lot of changes to people's schedules.
好像有一些就说我不用星期天早上崇拜啊。
So many people now may think, I don't have to worship on Sunday mornings.
我什么时候看那个崇拜转播也是一样啊。
I can any time of the week I can just watch some kind of worship video on YouTube.
到最后就说我晚上睡觉之前看好了。
Or maybe I'll just watch that before I sleep in bed.
那当然，结果就是睡觉，就不是看啊。
Of course, often you end up sleeping instead of watching or worshiping.
我们的生命，我们这次序的安排，慢慢就离开了我们对神的的愿意摆上。
The way our lives change. Cause us to be less willing to commit and to offer our time to God.
慢慢的，不自觉的，我们就与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
And gradually, we become more and more distant from the life of God.
那下一步是什么样呢？
And what's the next thing?
就说到良心，既然丧尽。
About callousness of our conscience.
这一个字 callous 这一个字是有一个像我们受伤了要长一个茧出来的哪一个意思？
So the word callous is like something that grows on your skin.
就是帮助我们把伤口盖起来，让我们感觉不到那个痛。
It shields us from feeling pain.
所以有些时候这个词翻译成冷酷跟无情。
So sometimes this term is translated as apathetic or lack of feelings.
就是什么？就是我们对错的事情那个敏感到完全失去了。
So we've lost the sensitivity to to what's wrong and what's sinful.
是我们对一些明明是错的事情，我们现在觉得都不知道是不是错，甚至觉得是对的。
So many things that are obviously wrong, we now take them for granted.
那近来我在网上发觉了有一个在我离开香港四十几年前做的电视剧在重播。
I recently rediscovered this TV show, a soap opera that was shown more than 40 years ago in Hong Kong, before I left Hong Kong.
到我这个年纪很喜欢怀旧的。
So of course, at my age, people become nostalgic.
我们就喜欢看旧的东西，让我们看到很多以前的经历，什么样一起做看。
We like to watch and read and think about things in the past.
可是我在看这个电视剧的时候，我就发觉这一个剧跟现在的剧很不一样。
But as I watched this old soap opera, I noticed a big difference between that show and the shows these days.
除了衣服啊、场景啊那些不一样之外，有一个很大的不一样是令我想了很久的。
Besides the normal changing fashions and stuff, but this one great difference that I noticed.
就是价值观上面非常之不一样。
The difference is in people's values.
当然啦，这个电视剧里面有很多事情发生，包括生意上面的欺诈，很多男女关系之中的界限都有啦。
Of course, in the show, it shows many things such as like cheating in business dealings or sexual relationships between men and women.
可是我看那个时候他们拍的时候是很清楚地表示这是一个不对的事情。
But in that old show, it was very clear. It's these things are clearly portrayed as wrong.
可是现在没有了。
But it doesn't happen now.
现在你看电视剧变成理所当然的事情。
Now when we see these things in TV shows or in movies, these things are portrayed as acceptable and normal.
好像保罗跟着讲到。放纵私欲。
So when Paul talks about giving themselves to sensuality, greed.
放纵私欲。
Giving themselves to sensuality.
记不记得我们刚才讲过人生的目的是什么？
Do you remember what we talked about, the end, the main end for man?
是要荣耀上帝。
Is to glorify God.
以神为乐。
To enjoy God.
现在是什么？放纵私欲。
And now, the end seems to have become practicing sensuality and fulfilling our greed.
最要紧的是自己开心，自己舒服。
The most important thing is to make is our own happiness.
那这一个字，这里讲到的私欲这一个字，是用来形容性行为方面的一个字。
So the word sensuality actually, it's specifically about sexual conduct.
神的话语里面让我们知道，这个性行为是婚姻之中独有的一个行为。
God has clearly told us sex is something that's is set apart for people within a marriage.
因为它是一男一女两个他们一生的承诺里面所带来的安全感去帮助他们。
Because it is part of the commitment between a married couple.
只要他们赤身露体而不会觉得羞耻。
So with that security of commitment,they can be naked with each other and not feel ashamed.
也是预表基督跟教会这一个无条件去爱去接受的一个关系。
It also foreshadows the unconditional acceptance and love between Christ and His church.
可是现在这个改成了一个肉体上面的关系。
But now that has been reduced to a purely physical activity.
我们放纵私欲。
We give ourselves up to sensuality.
就不把神给我们赐给我们最好的东西，而是要去寻求一些次货。
So that means we no longer, we don't want the best thing that God has provided for us, but we are satisfied with this second class or a cheapened version of it.
我们作为神的儿女，我们要追求的是一个新我。
As God's children, we need to pursue this new self.
我们一起念一念第二十二到二十四节。
Let's read together verses 22 to 24. 就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。 To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness.
很多时候我们以为新我跟旧我的分别就是我们做与不做什么样的事情。
So sometimes we think, oh, the difference between the new self and the old self is only has to do with what we do.
可是这里讲到新我，最要紧的是仁义跟圣洁。
But here, the most important aspect of this new self is righteousness and holiness.
我们是靠耶稣基督的宝血才有这个，而不是我们自己的行为可以成圣的。
These two things only come through the blood of Jesus Christ, not through our works, our deeds.
因为耶稣基督的缘故，神看我们是看到我们是公义和圣洁的。
Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, God can see us as righteous and holy.
这里说到穿上跟脱下是一个已经发生了的事情。
Here, when it talks about taking off and putting on, these are acts that have already happened.
在我们信主的时候，我们就已经把那个旧我拿掉，新我穿上。
The moment we believe in Jesus Christ, this old self is removed and the new self is put on.
耶稣看见我们就是有公义和圣洁的。
So Jesus sees us as righteous and holy.
可是这里中间有一句，他就说到，将你们的心智改换一新。
But here it says renewing your minds.
那我们的生命，就是我们的身份，在我们信主的时候就已经改变了。
So our status is changed. Upon our believing in Christ.
可是我们的生命还是要一步一步的去改变，配合我们的身份。
But the changes in our lives happen gradually, and they need to gradually occur to match this new status.
我们可以看到的，我们作为一个新人的时候，我们的心地就不再是熏昧了。
So, as new believers, as believers, we can see that our understanding is no longer darkened.
我们的心是明亮了。
Our understanding has become enlightened.
我们不再为自己的喜好而活。
No longer do we live only for our own happiness.
而有圣灵的指引。
But we are guided by the Holy Spirit.
而且我们不再与神隔绝。
In addition, we're no longer alienated from God.
我们是与神联合了。
We've been united with God.
圣灵在我们生命之中。
The Holy Spirit is now in our lives.
而且我们可以以祷告去与神交通。
And we can communicate with God, fellowship with God through prayer.
我们的良心不是上进了。
Our conscience, our minds are no longer darkened and blind.
我们是良心发现
了。We've recovered our conscience.
圣灵不停地提醒我们，知道我们什么事情是神喜悦的。
The Spirit continues to prick our conscience, telling it, what pleases God.
我们是从罪中释放出来的。
We've been released from sin.
我们不再是放纵私欲。
We no longer give ourselves up to sensuality.
我们最要紧的是讨神的喜悦。
We now desire to please God.
让我们希望活出一个圣洁的生命。
And that we desire to live a holy life.
奥古斯丁他是基督教最早期一个很受敬仰的神学家。
Saint Augustine was one of the greatest theologians the church has produced.
可是在他信主之前，他的生命其实是很烂的。
But before he became a believer, he had a not very holy, honorable life.
可是他信主之后，生命有180度的改变。
But after he became a Christian, his life changed 180 degrees.
当他信主之后，他有一次在街上面走路。
After he became a Christian, one time he was walking on the street.
有一个他以前很熟的一个妓女看到他。
A prostitute that he had been very familiar with saw him.
那个妓女就说：“嘿，奥古斯丁，是我哎。”
So the prostitute called out to him and said, "Hey, Augustine, it is I."
那奥古斯丁开始的时候没有理他。
At first, Augustine did not want to respond to her.
那个女的追着他说：“嘿，是我哎，怎么不认得我啦？”
So the prostitute started pursuing him and said, "Hey, you must remember me."
奥古斯丁就对他说。
So Augustine replied to her finally.
我知道是你。
I know it is you.
可是我。已经不再是我。
But it is no longer I.
旧我。
The old self.
新我。
The new self.
奥古斯丁的生命改变，这是让我们看到他把他的旧我拿掉。
From Augustine's change, we can see how he removed his old self.
新我在他的生命里面掌管。
The new self is leading his life.
我们呢？
And what about us?
我们每一次摸饼的时候，都是让我们一个机会给我们去，看看我们自己的生命。
Each time we have breaking bread, we come to the table of God. We have the opportunity to examine our lives.
看到有一些时候，我们的旧我还是在掌管我们的生命。
Do we see that our old selves are still dominating in our lives?
我们去认罪悔改。
So we must confess and repent.
我们作为一个跟随主耶稣基督的人。
As people who follow Christ.
新我已经进入了我们的心中。
The new self is in our lives. It's in us.
让我们大家都用着一个新我来带领教会。同心一起去建作。
Let us allow that new self in each one of us to work in the church so that we can build it together.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们的主，我们的神。
Dear Lord, our God.
我谦卑地来到你的面前。
We humbly come before you.
求主你帮助我们。
We ask that you help us.
直到我们生命里面的新我可以继续彰显出来。
So that the new selves that we have in us will continue to manifest itself.
我们不再纠缠在旧我之中。
So we will no longer follow the old self.
直到我们的生命可以荣耀神。
So that our lives can be glorifying to you.
可以真的以神为乐。
So that we can truly enjoy you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.